Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I wrote this song for the Christian youth. I want to teach kids the Christian truth. If you want to reach those kids on the street, then you got to do a rap to a hip-hop beat. So I gave my sermon an urban kick. My rhymes are fly, my beats are sick. My crew is big and it keeps getting bigger. That's because Jesus Christ is my nigga. Woo! He's a life changer, miracle arranger, born to the virgin mom in a manger, water to wine, he's a drink exchanger, and he died for your sins. I preach the word, that's my gig, and I rhyme better than Notorious Big. All the other MCs, I wish them well, but if you live in sin, you burn in hell. I'ma pass the mic to my lovely wife. She's a fly MC and the light of my life. So to bust a rhyme without further ado, take it away, Mary Sue.
Jesus Christ is my nigga. He's the son of the original G. And he was sent to earth to elucidate the way that we should be.
What?
Like if another MC says, you're a freak, you're a lame butt rapper and your rhymes are weak. I don't get mad and I don't critique, I forgive him and turn the other cheek. I don't blaspheme and I don't brag, I don't cuss, and my pants don't sag. I do exude a little Christian swag and I'm proud to be an American.
Jesus Christ is a nigga. Let his light shine through ya. Let his love pop a cap in your butt and say hallelujah. Jesus Christ is a nigga. He's a homie MC, JC, you see, he's an honest, caring, peace-loving nigga like me. If you do drugs and you think you're cool, you need to come to Sunday school. Put those drugs in a garbage can. Stand up tall, you're a Christian man. Word up. I'm freestyling.
Hit me.
Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Hope this beat got your head nodding. It's not your head Wednesday. You checking for hip hop or checking for R&B? Not your head Wednesday, got the fix you need. No matter the genre, they play the latest and the greatest display. Showing love to all the independents. Middle finger to industry, declaring independence. Word to the prodigal son, logical one. Bringing dope in the views, honest reviews. Arsene and Amber, always keep the fellas tuned. Helping us understand a real woman's point of view. Word to the people for intelligent rhetoric. They keep us in the loop, always current in the news. Wednesdays at 7, tune in and relax. If you ain't in the crib, tune from the app. Six, stay locked on the Wednesday night. To the boys L1, it's time to go live.
Started at the bottom, now we on top. Haters act foul, but I can see him on the fly. Got the means, got the watt, got the loop, got the watch. So much cheddar in my pocket, got my jeans about to pop. Fashion all day, dog, the flow don't stop. Logical One, airwaves on lock. We lead a competition sitting in the grave plot. And if you disagree, we'll leave you in the same spot, fool.
Yo, here we are. It's your boy L1, a.k.a. Brock Sampson. Back in the building. I'm waiting on my other half to get on. If not, you just got me tonight. And I got plenty of music for you. I suppose you just now heard Jesus is my nigga. And I don't know if it's a fake, if it's a hoax or not, but it's been burning up on the web. And a lot of people are saying it's fake. A lot of people are saying it's real. Christian rap. a pastor and his wife, supposedly, and yeah, I was at a loss for words when I heard this. It's posted on my Facebook site, Brock Gunny Sampson, on Facebook. Look it up or go to Google and type in Jesus Christ is my nigga. It's wow. That's all I can say. The stuff, the interwebs are in full effect. A lot of things happened this month. We're already in the second week of February. Yeah. It's almost over. A week and 5 days, and we'll be in March. Of course, you know, for you lonely, thirsty cats, tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Not Valentine's Day, Valentine's Day. T-I-N-E-S, not time. But, yeah, that's going on tomorrow. So if you got your lady and you cuffed up with her, do what you do. Get bust a nut for me and get your nuts wet for me. I'm going to be trying to do the same. And, yeah, that's what's going on. A lot of stuff in the news this week. We'll talk about that later. I missed you guys 2 weeks in a row. I missed you at the end of January, and I missed you last week on the 6th. So we put together, you know, the reruns. So you guys heard some reruns, Talib, and I don't know who else he played last week, but my man D, he took care of that for me, man. I'm a busy man. You know, I'm a lazy fuck, but I'm also a busy man. You know, last week I had to do something for the kid, and the week before that, you know, things go on, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm here today, and we're going to grind right through it. Again, I'm waiting for my partner to get on the air, but, you know, if you just got me, you just got me, you know. I'm going to do what I do and wing on right through it. We also missed Big Pun's death. I believe it was this month. I have to research. I do believe it was this month. They celebrated Dilla's birthday last week, and they had a concert, I believe, the other night for Dilla. And Ma Dukes was there. It was a pretty nice show, from what I understand. So, you know, much shots, love, you know, cats out of Detroit, you know, cats for Big Pun, man. We lost a lot of MCs, man. We lost a lot of people this month, you know, as far as that. It was Grammys this past Sunday, you know, I ain't even going to talk about that nonsense. You know, what is an Urban Contemporary Award, you know, and how did Frank Ocean get it? I think it was Frank Ocean that got it. I don't know. I didn't half watch that shit anyway. I mean, LL was a true bore to me. Oh, yeah, Quiet as Kept, LL has a new album coming out, if anybody cares. That was my guy back in 88, 85, you know, but the last two singles you put out, brother, man, was unbelievably horrible. So I wish LL would come back home, but alas, it seems that will never be. But I'm not mad at the brother because he is doing big things. He's out there doing his thing. I can't be mad at LL. Also, last week we missed out. Lord Jamar had a few words for Kanye West and this whole skirt thing. We'll be talking about that a little bit later on tonight. No news about Chief Keef, though. I think he's serving his time right now. So that's for the Chicago folks. If anybody knows anything about Chief Keef, you know, let me know. Call into the show. Call in number 718-766-4553. Again, 718-766-4553. Let's see what else happened to a brother, man. Oh, well, I got to kick it. At the Shrine, out of Chicago, kicked it with Ghostface and Sheik Looch. My man Juice performed, Twan Gabs, local MCs, Vice Verse, Chicago, but he kicks it with a lot of Detroit MCs. You know, they did their thing, man. You can check out the pictures on Nod Your Head. That's Nod underscore your underscore head. On Facebook, look me up. Just type in Nod Your Head like it sounds, and you should be able to find me. I kicked it with Ghostface the week before that. You know, I kicked it with Farside. Hopefully we can get them cats on the show and hear their side of the story. Last year, 2012, we got to hear from Imani and Booty Brown. And, you know, one of them cats, I don't think it was Booty Brown. It might have been Booty Brown. I don't know. It wasn't Imani, though. He kind of got funny style. You know, he got pissed off or whatever. I don't know. Don't give a shit. But I really wish them guys would get back together and give a real legitimate Farside show. Not taking anything away from the show that we saw, but yeah, I wish that we get back together and go on and just do a show, make that money, man, and you know, do a genuine Farside show. Like I said, one I attended was pretty fucking cool. They had one of the cats from the Rascals. I can't remember his name, but he was there. They had the original producers there. He did his part. You know, he's looking better, you know, after the little video he had out on YouTube and little home movie documentary he had out chronicling his life, his fall into drug substance abuse and everything. You know, he looks better for wear. I got to admit, according to the movie, man, he didn't look too hot, man. But, I mean, he was up out there. He was doing his thing, man. So I ain't even mad at that, brother. Congratulations to him. Got some news about DMX. Idiot that went back to jail again. I don't get you, man. You know, enough is enough, dude. You got to chill. Well, he was headed to jail, but we'll get into that later. But he need to flow his role, man. He, you know, you too old for that shit, man. You know? But, yeah, we're going to bullshit around a little bit. I'm going to play some music. And when we come back, you know, I'll give you some news and we'll talk about some shit. What I really want to talk about later on is the young brother. Well, he wasn't so young. I think he was about 33. But the brother in California, where they had this big-ass manhunt for him. And allegedly, they got his body and they burned him out of his cabin. But we'll talk about that later on and the politics of police, a whole bunch of other shit we're going to talk about tonight. But I'm going to hit you with some music real quick. This my man. Cardinal Official. This is an old joint, man. Cardinal's from California, from over there, Canada, Toronto, T-Dot. This is a very well slept on dude, man. If you ain't from Canada, if you ain't underground hip hop, you don't know anything about Cardinal Official. Yeah, go kill yourself. But yeah, we're gonna go into that and we'll be back.
Get your weight up, little nigga. It's big man business. Let me hear you, though.
Okay.
It was like this. I spit flames the size of Bing Rain. Names exclusive. Styles offensive. Mad intrusive. Questioning legitimacy of an MC. Pulled a machete out for those who bark off the wrong tree. Niggas thought it wouldn't go down like such. I create 9/11 with every mic I touch. Mad tragedy. This nigga style is so fly. Osama looking to recruit. See the target, better shoot. Who's the brute? Futuristic thugs like Rocket Robin Hood. Die from rapers from a rhyme lightsaber. I'm the Darth Vader. Invader greater than Will and Jada. Play the traitor. Made blood come out to Serwin Vega. Never paid a name maker cause I'm famous. From the quote, professor from the school of hard knocks, so take notes on how to rope and boast to make the most coast to coast. Take the dose, bringing it closer to the Holy Ghost. Cause battling this is like a record deal, suicide. Ain't nobody trying to sign the fucking runner up, nigga. Smarten up, nigga, no time to play, okay? So take your baby kids and jet dad away. This ain't daycare, it's stealing away the night, leaving rappers tossing and turning from how I rock the mic. And I look just how your girl like, a masterpiece, ask the gal them about the cardinal recipe. A dash of good look, a pinch of street smart, a handful of niggas that's ready to spit darts. Two shakes of arrogance and one drop of love. The only reason why I don't send you to see the man above. I'm your favorite rapper, dope to the bone, lyricist. Flavor like an Oreo, double stuff, tough to the core. Pick a rapper in the record store, and I'm guaranteed to give the fans 1,000 times more. Would Hugh Hefty be the best if he never got laid? Would Murder Mace be saved if he never got paid? Would real niggas go platinum if we all got played? 1,000 times a week, would we still rep the streets? Would you sell out your brethren to make $1 million? Is it true it's only me that really doesn't give a what? Cardinal, what? Flavor like Stone Cold, stealing children out of destiny, leaving their bed cold. I'm an internet virus, nigga think of me every time you download. I corrupt your CV like that, and you don't stop. Cardinal representing from the T-Dot, y'all, you don't stop. Cardinal gonna kill it till the beat.
Be friends with your gram.
I want everybody to stand up and be counted tonight. Hey, you, blow your whistle. Now clap your hands and say, yeah.
my voice up, tune my mic up, tune my voice up, tune my mic up. Yo, this is how we rock, this is how we rock, this is how we rock, rock. Yeah, we in the joint, yo, we in the joint.
Hey,
yo,
we're,
yeah. Yo, I fucked you on the side of my hood.
Never that dog from where you can never hit it. Throw a raise in my mouth on the low and suck your dick.
The world famous, priceless, still stainless dick. Pray over this sculpture love. Nameless, heavyweight dick in your jaw. Good licking from your lips now, baby girl, throw the show.
Yo, Tony, you phony. We both signed a Sony. But for half your pub, ride that dick like a pony. What?
Yeah, put your money on my dick. Girls, all eyes on my dick.
Cats fatigued out, thinking they all knees. My crew arms me with beats. How we swarm, be who bang? Be more Wu-Tang, new thing. Matter how we do things, RZA caught me two fangs, official. Now I bite through bristles. Gold teeth styling from Philly to Staten Island. While in the meantime, spit mean lines. Fuck clean rhymes, like mine's grimy. Like my niggas be, picture me coming off soft. Y'all just cough up shit, I swallow rhymes. Making bitches swallow nines, redefine this rap shit. Make my shit a classic like Beethoven. Stay posed for the camera, stamina. Like a crackhead and crackheads, the amateurs who try me. No in between like why does he pick brains like lobotomy. So door to chart to billboards for ill sports. Leave niggas sip like stillborn. What?
When the clan drop like crack that scattered all up in your van. Skelly man crook, character star in Donald Coyne's book. MGM, heaven and hell, sat with the crook with the big spice bone. Redheads is killing it, knotted up, twisting in green. See the crystals in it, rap Yogi Barra. Bear hug a 500 ounce of that Stacey on Wild Man Sarah. Rush after hours, Alfred in the best. Cape hands like Dave Smith, rap hackler with a fade. Magilla, Charlie Baltimore, Witch Hazel, drip from the drawers. Wind face, Storf with the killer. Stood still, a whole river chill. Looked up and got dark, that's when RZA started to build. Turtleneck nigga rocking paisley shots, crazily steady blazing with his phase beat. Teens like Starsky and Hutch, super deluxe truck, you're bankrupt. 52 knocks, I heard you Ku Klux, damn. Jetted out of Van Sweller with a tan, wicked like Remo spray can. Sugar Duran, fuck a cocktail, get my balls licked in hell. Read his equal tales, heal all the dogs with broken tails. Salt rain, saltwater tap, Iron Man, bubble bath, nuclear, split the atom in half. Meet Damo, fifth brother, bug inside a pole. Ching so crush the birds inside shrimp roll.
Rap conspiracy, whole song for ransom. Lantern and ghost smoke, coke mixed with Branson. Shite, trees soaked in half keys, sabotaging wild with snipes in 79. Channel 19, street team, made news with who? Charlie, every 16 bars be sickening. Peep description, rhyme fixing, keep the clips intact. Watch your back, ain't done yet, ain't spun yet. Poison weapons, spider woman, two-legged, how we get it? What?
Yeah, yo, I came in a whore, I said it before. I never let a bitch hypnotize me no more. The hoe bite me, invite me to fuck. I can't hold it back, I'm looking for a nut to off my jabos. They kick in the throat. That ass, I'll be hitting it until she hit a high. No live out fantasies, all kind of ideas. Fucking a bitch, seem like the shit took years to hit. Still hits bitches after the next one. They ain't never scared, I make the best come. And you know that I be boning chicks. JD know to smack a bitch. Don't make me have to smack a bitch. Don't make me have to smack a bitch. To all the listeners, ha, thank you, DJ.
Yo, and we back. Dilla smack a bitch. That's what's up. Yo, rest in peace, Dilla, man. I miss that dude, man. Breakbeats and hip hop ain't gonna be the same, man. But what he did contribute, man. He changed and opened some doors, man. That's my dog, man. Dilla, man. And you know, rest in peace and happy belated birthday to you, man. I missed out last week for the show, man. But I got a few Dilla joints on here. Dilla affiliates. You know, it's what it is, man. We losing a lot of good MCs, man. And you know, they're life should live on in their music, man. That's pretty much all I got for that, man. But before we kicked off, man, one of my guys, man, he notified me that Big Pun, February 7th, rest in peace, Big Pun. I'm going to see if I can dig up some music for him, man. I ain't got my hard drive with me right now, but I'm going to try to dig up some music for them. Good looking out, homie, man. That's what's up, man. See, you get quick responses, man, when you got the chat room open and everything. But anyway, as I was talking earlier before, you know, we went into the music, man, I wanted to talk about the young brother, Christopher Dorner, and this whole story that has gone on with this brother. Now, if you haven't been aware, if you've been living in a cave under a rock somewhere, Christopher Dorner was an ex-LAPD officer. And the brother had an axe to grind. And I'm saying he had an axe to grind because my man went straight Rambo. I mean, this is like straight out of a Jason Bourne movie, you know, with this cat, man. Brother got fired from his job a couple of years ago. I think it was 2008. He got fired from his job under fucked up circumstances. And basically, he got fired allegedly. He was a training officer, and the officer that he was training with kicked mental ill individual in the face and in the shoulder. And Christopher, Mr. Garner, went and he reported it. And apparently, you know, he fought to get this together, and he lost. And they basically said he falsified a police report in regards to what the officer that was training him had did. And pretty much they, you know, put him under the bus. And, you know, from that point, you know, I guess his life spiraled, you know, because allegedly, like I said, this happened back in 2008. Here we are, 2013, and the man's life spiraled. And he went for his, man. My man went straight John J. Rambo, man. He did, you know, he broke. And he went out and he killed his defense lawyer at the time when he went to court for that. Not legal court, but police court, whatever, you know, whatever they do. He went to court for that, and he killed this gentleman's kid and her fiance. And when she wasn't a kid, she was about 27 or whatever, but, I mean, she was still a young lady, and like I say, my man executed her ass, allegedly, and the fiance. And, you know, it spiraled even further out of control. He shot up a couple of LAPD cops. I don't blame him. Some of them fuckers are bad. Some cops in general are bad. I don't blame him, you know. In turn, the cops, looking for him, shot up a couple of people, shot up two ladies, shot one in the shoulder, and shot up their truck in an attempt to kill him, you know. And what's weird and odd about this whole situation is the fact that, you know, it got this far. You know, it went this far to a point to where they went all out for this cat, man. They were talking about sending drones after this dude. If you don't know what a drone is, that's the shit they use in Iraq. And, you know, they light up with them fuckers, man. So they was talking about putting a drone. This is straight Jason Bourne. If you ever saw the last Jason Bourne, Bourne Identity joint, where they sent the drone and blew up the damn cabin, same shit. That's what they were trying to do with this dude, man. And my man went on the lam, went up in the California mountains, and he was out. He was doing pretty good, man. I thought he might make it, you know, either head for the border of Canada, one on Alaska, something, motherfucker. You know, he knew he was going to die, you know, because he had a manifesto. You know, everybody's got a manifesto. And he posted it on Facebook. They read it. Of course, they, you know, everybody's trying to make him a loon. And the thing that, like I say, grabbed me with this cat, man, I don't condone what he did with his lawyer's daughter and, you know, how he killed her and everything and the fiance, because they had nothing to do with it, you know. I don't condone that part. But in regards to the racism, and like I say, it doesn't justify it, but in regards to the racism, stuff like that, people need to understand there is only so much a person can take before they break, you know. And obviously there was some type of truth to what was going on in his manifesto, the alleged racism, the cover-ups, all, you know, all the stuff that was going on with LAPD. They're not exactly the most popular police department in the world. You know, New York is number one, LA is number two as far as, like, shitty popularity. But at the same time, this cat, man, there had to be something more to this story for them to go all out the way they did. It ain't had nothing to do just because he killed two cops. You know, two cops died behind that. Plus, you know, the lawyer's family members and everything. Rest in peace, you know, but I don't condone that. But at the same time, it's just like, you know, it's a sad situation, man, you know. And, you know, it's possibly they took him out yesterday, you know. They had him holed up in a cabin. These fucking rednecks, you know, they threw hot-ass canisters of tear gas, you know, to choke him out. But, you know this shit is hot. They know that cabin, you know, the log cabin exam was like fucking matchsticks and everything. And they burned him out, you know. So, allegedly, it's a wrap. But the funny thing is, how the fuck they find his fucking driver's license? And he's all fucking, you know, Cocoa Crispied up in there. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you got a nice legible driver's license, but his body is Cocoa Crispy. You know, this motherfucker's burnt beyond recognition. And they found his license to conclude that it was him. You know, they heard a pop, a gunshot, like he shot himself. We don't fucking know. You know, this is like straight Obama and everything. Not Obama, I'm sorry. Sorry, Barack. Osama bin Laden. You know, they claim they buried that motherfucker at sea. Nobody saw the body except the motherfucker that was on the boat. And this motherfucker on 60 Minutes, talking that shit that the government ain't doing right. But that's another story. We'll talk about that later. But, yeah, like I said, it's a sad situation, man. There was more to that story. We ain't going to never find out. But I respect the brother and his problem and his plight. I don't respect how he went about it, but I respect the brother and his plight. And this is why, and I don't give a fuck who gets offended, this is why I feel like slapping the shit out of anybody who says racism is not prevalent. The police are not bad people. You know, not all police are bad, but you got to have a lot of them motherfuckers out there that are. I mean, I'm just going to say it just like it is. You know, if you don't like it, too fucking bad, but it's the fucking truth. If you've ever been black and you've ever been profiled on some bullshit, and I have, I'm sorry, you know. I ain't ever had, you know, no weed on me. I ain't had no keys on me. Like my man said, he ain't no drug dealer, he ain't no rapper, none of that shit. You know, he sent information out, the victim collaborated with him, you know, it's a bunch of horseshit, man. But, you know, the brother is gone and he died for some bullshit. You know, they got, you know, he got his ex-wife coming out the woodwork, a girlfriend coming out the woodwork, and, you know, he's calling him having problems. Okay, if he's having problems, he ain't having no problems, no different than half the motherfuckers you got on the force. He's got mental issues. The motherfuckers y'all hiring on the force, they have racial, mental issues, all type of issues going on. Because the majority of the motherfuckers, and I've heard them do it, you can't tell me they don't do it. I've heard these motherfuckers get out here and call you a nigga on a regular basis, you know. So you can't tell me that these cops ain't doing this shit. You ask any motherfucker in New York, they'll tell you the same thing, man. These motherfuckers are doing this shit. And dude popped, and he was one of their own. There was another officer that put a manifesto out. He ain't popped, but, you know, he put it out there, and he was like, yeah, he collaborated with everything the dude said. These motherfuckers will do this shit in your face, call you a nigga in your face. You a cop with them. My man had in his manifesto, he literally tried to choke out one of the white motherfuckers, man, and you know, it was what it was, you know. But, you know, here he is. If he's passed on, rest in power, brother. I hope you find peace. And I hope the two people, the four people that, you know, you murked, find peace. But I do understand. I wouldn't have went about it that way, but I do understand. But then who am I to say how I would have went about it, you know? It is what it is, man. But, yeah, that's my soapbox for the night. Yeah, they took this guy out, man. They wanted to take him out in the worst way. I'm looking at a picture on MSN right now, man. That cabinet is charcoal crispy. If he got out of there, boy, he a bad motherfucker. That's all I'm saying. You know, because they had his ass holed up. You know, after he shot that other cop, and the other cop passed, the deputy or whatever the fuck he was, man, after he died, these motherfuckers was out for blood, and he knew it. So, you know, like I say, man, I can relate to the racism. Like I said, I do not, I truly do not condone the killing of his lawyer's children, his daughter, you know, the two cops. I'm on the fence with that, but that's another story, man. You know, I mean, call me what you will, but I put it like this. Some motherfuckers don't deserve it. Some motherfuckers do. We'll leave it at that. We'll agree to disagree. But anyway, yeah, that's my soapbox for the night as far as that, man. So, yeah, remember Christopher Dorner, man. Dorner. That's his name, Christopher Dorner. Remember Christopher Dorner. And this is probably the last you're really going to hear anything about it. You know, this shit going to get swept under the rug like everything else, you know, when they had Killer Nigga Day. So, nice Black History Month, ain't it? You know, did we forget it is Black History Month? It is Black History Month, man. So, yeah. Last year we had Don King, a couple other cats pass away during Black History Month. Here we got this shit. So, it is what it is. That's all I got for that. I'm going to get back into some music, and we'll be back. Hopefully my partner will be here. She says she's going to be here. If not, like I said, you got me for the rest of the night. So you got me for an hour and 27 minutes. I'm going to bug out, man. You know, I'm going to get on here and do what they do. And hopefully y'all enjoy the show and come back. And I hope you like the little piece I played before. Well, I'll probably play it a little later on tonight. The Jesus Is My Nigga. You got to hear the story behind that shit, boy, because I saw that shit and I was straight bugging.
With the roughneck business, I float like gravity. Never had a cavity. Got more rhymes than the one that's got family. No need to sweat arsenios to gain some type of fame. No shame in my game, cause I always be the same. Styles upon styles upon styles is what I have. You wanted this survivor, but you still don't know the half. I put new balance sneakers to avoid a narrow path. Messing around with just to catch the size of the. I never have stuff, cause I'm not a half stuffer. Drink a lot of soda, so they call me Dr. Pepper. Refuse to compete with BS competition. Your name is specialist, so won't you suckle with the mission? I never walk the streets, think it's all about me. Even though deep in my heart, it really gets beat. I just try my best to like go all out. Some might even say, yo, shorty black, you're bugging out.
Zulu Nation, mother's last creation. Minds get flooded. Ejaculation, right on the 2-inch tape. The abstract poet incognito runs the cape, not the best, not the worst. And occasionally I curse to get my point across. So bust the force as I go in between the grit and the dirt. Listen to the mission, listen, missions I do work. As a crack, the monotone, chilling up the jam. So get your own, smoking R&B, cause they try to dupe me or the best of the back, but they can't do rap for an abstract. Original, you can't get your own, and that's pitiful. I know I'd be the man if I cold yank the plug on R&B, but I can't, and that's wrong.
Sometimes you don't, it's just for mere satisfaction. People be hounding, always some
mic, please. Hip hop is living. Can't yank the plug. If you do, the result will end up kind of blow.
I am not an invalid, although I used to smoke the weed out. At least I eat my heart. It used to say I had to be out. Steaming on the bookies with the crazy booming back buns. Pushing on the real hard just so we can have the big fun. When I left Marucci, I was boulevard status. Battling the empty was when Tip was at his saddest. It was one MC after one MC. Was the world could they be wanting me from little old me? Do I have the formula to save the world? Or was it just because I used to smoke the women and all the girls? I'm the type of brother with the crazy extended hand, kid. This my all my brothers, I was rolling for my man did. Supposed to be my man, but now I wonder cause you're people. I go out with the stories and I separate the eagles. It's your brain against my mind, my nose about to boot out. Or your nasty kids, even though you see I'm bug out.
Yo, I'm gonna be a Jedi. That's all my eyes can see. Victory is mine, yeah, surprisingly. I've been laying, waiting for your next mistake. I put in work and watch my status escalate.
Now I'ma start collecting props, connecting plots, networking like a conference. Cause the nonsense is yet to stop. Shake, shake me down, haters wanna take me down, break me down, clap. All they heard was a sound. Yo, I scoped it out. I took your weak dream and choked it out. Your bitch don't really got no ass. She just poked it out on the D-Lo. I'm saying you versus me, yo. We can do this shit right here in front of your people. See, time is money, kid. And BS walk. And to me, it's funny, kid, when you meet heads talk. I see feds talk. They wanna dig up the dirt, son. Is it me they hawk? Cause I be putting in work.
Gonna be on tit off. That's all my eyes can see. Victory is mine. Yeah, surprisingly, I've been laying, waiting for your next mistake. I put in work and watch my status escalate.
Your cornballs get stonewalled, blackballed. I own y'all. The veteran running my plan. I'm the better man. Crazy raw, doing my job like the mob, blazing y'all and disappearing in the fog or a mist. And chicks can't resist what I kick. They be begging for attention on some more of the deals, Nick. Word up, baby. Someone may have to get hurt up, baby. Shit is mad shady, but I got to get the gravy. Platinum respect like the force of a tech. Keep you hitting the deck, feeling heat in your chest. Banging your thoughts with the hot onslaught. A kid got shot on the spot for going where he should not. Viciously, I make history instantly. Those other lame ass loser ass niggas, they can't fuck with me. I'm doing my thing now, the lamp later on. Paid the shit with some fly gators on. But now I'm grimy as they get, mud on my pants and shirt. I bet you niggas out here know I be putting in work.
I'm gonna be on tit off. That's all my eyes can see. Victory is mine. Yeah, surprisingly, I've been laying, waiting for your next mistake. I put in work and watch my status escalate.
For the qualified pro, in this business of rap.
Captain running with my own wolf pack. Keep fronting like you's a dog and get your dome pushed back. Cause you don't get down, that tough shit you talk is profound. You's a clown, fuck around, come uptown and get found. I keep a pocket full, none of you niggas can touch my funds. I don't fight no war, all I do is bust my gun. Why you hold relax, I'm freezing max, busting off caps. Those coward cats with golden platinum plaques get taxed. And I do just and sling pies to make clean rides. It's all about these green guys, front your whole team dies. How I'm living so far, so you can't score L. Head of the cartel, selling more cakes than Carvel. And I'm labeled a kind of police, got my line bugged. Hope I see the grave, more age and out of nine slug. I'm quick to bust a mean nut and some team slut. Big L is clean cut with more juice than King Cut.
Big L, rest in peace. Man, I miss Guru, man. A lot of you young niggas, man, y'all don't know nothing about Big L, man. That motherfucker was bad, man. He was raw before his time, man. And unfortunately, man, he got murdered. And it's just sad, man, because I saw some real cool things coming from that cat, man. I'm telling my age, but fuck y'all. Yeah, man, that was Gangsta. I miss that nigga Guru. We had Tribe Called Quest earlier, Bugging Out. That was my shit. That was me and D's joint, man. We used to bang that shit in the car, man. And the last joint was Ninth Wonder and Buckshot, You. And y'all need to cop that LP, man. I mean, anything Ninth Wonder is on. I mean, some of his beats be kind of bullshitty. But when he really asserts himself, man, that cat, he got some good-ass beats, man. So, yeah, y'all pick that album up, man. Any of the Ninth and Buckshot albums, man. Ninth Wonder, Buckshots. Look for that Gangsta, man. Rest in peace, Guru. I remember kicking it with that cat, man, when he was out here in Chicago, and we were on a street team. And this is back then when Black Eyed Peas was, like, really underground. I mean, they was, like, underground. They wasn't the shit that you see now with Fergie and all that other bullshit. You know, William still had the fucking dreads and, you know, they were still dancing and shit, you know, like off the joints and jam joint. And we was back out by the tour buses and shit. And we were, like, giving out Black Eyed Peas shirts and shit. And we was out there chilling and everything. And this is, like, when rappers and MCs, man, was cool. They ain't all on that bullshit half wanting to speak and, you know, treating you like you ain't shit, you know. This is, like, when motherfuckers was cool. When motherfuckers ain't got money, man, they real cool to your ass. But, yeah, we was out there chilling, and, man, Primo had rolled up on us, and I was like, oh, shit, it's Primo, you know. I was starstruck and shit, and we wasn't like, you know, Rick James and shit. I saw aura around that motherfucker, but, you know, it was Primo ass. And we were sitting over there chilling with him, and Guru ran up on us. And my man was like, where's my motherfucking shirt at? I want a shirt. And we were like, fuck is this? And then that's when I realized it was his ass, man. And at this time, the motherfucker was kind of out of shape because he had a gut. And I ain't recognize him, man. Keith, man, that motherfucker was funny. Anytime he came to Chicago, man, he always wound up drunk. And a drunk Guru is some funny shit. So, that's my story about Gangstar and Guru. And I was listening to Primo today on XM Radio. And, he was telling some stories and shit, man. Him and Ed Lover was on there tripping out, man. And I was just like, wow, man, I really missed that dude. We will never get another Gangstar album, man. Primo's 46 fucking years old or 50. Yeah, he's getting up there, man. And he's still touring and shit, man. Dude is old. Ed Lover, damn, man, his 40, almost topping 50. I think he just had a birthday the other day, man. So pay homage to some of these older guys, man, because these new motherfuckers, man, they ain't going to be doing it like that, man. I was looking at that shit with Chris Brown and Frank Ocean, man. These motherfuckers, man, got a death wish, man. You know, I mean, it is what it is, but some of these cats ain't going to last longer than Class of 88, man. The Chuck D's, the Ed Lovers, the, Primos and stuff, man. I mean, yeah, we lost Biggie, we lost Pac, we lost Pond, shit. But we still got a Wu-Tang Clan. You know, if them motherfuckers ever get their shit together, they can get out and tour, you know. But if motherfuckers still got beef with RZA, it's what it is, you know. But they still making music. You know, I don't know about what the fuck Meth doing, but it is what it is. Man, let's talk about these Grammys, man. I didn't get a chance to see it, but, well, I saw some of it. I ain't gonna lie. I watched some of it, but I watched it after Walking Dead went off, you know. That's my shit. Fuck that, man. I like some Walking Dead. But anyway, yeah, we were looking at some of the Grammys and everything, and I'm looking at some of the winners, and half these motherfuckers, I don't know who they are. Record of the Year. I've heard this song. My son used to sing this shit. I'm like, what the fuck is he in the room singing? And, yeah, this is somebody that I used to know. That weird-ass fucking beat. I don't even know. Goatee featuring Kimbra. Who the fuck are these people? You know, and I used to hear his ass in the room singing this shit. And I'm like, what the fuck is he singing? And now I know. Somebody that I used to know. I'm like, all right, whatever. So them motherfuckers won Record of the Year, Album of the Year. I have no idea who these guys are. Babel, Mumford & Sons, no idea. Never heard of the label, none of that shit. But they got Album of the Year. Song of the Year, We Are Young. Don't know who the fuck that is, or who sang that, but they got Song of the Year. Best New Artist, Fun. These new artists, they are new artists. I don't know who they are. But they got new artists. Best pop solo performance. Girl, just turn the knob, girl. I'm telling my old lady to turn the door. She fucking up and shit. Get out. Okay, best solo pop solo performance went to Adele. That's my girl. I don't give a fuck. She's from London. That broad can sing, man. I love me some Adele, man. That shit. I'd fuck Adele if I could. But, yeah, that's my girl. Number 6, Best Pop Duo Group Performance, somebody that I used to know. I don't know who they are. Don't. Best Pop Instrumental Album, Impressions, Chris Botti. Don't know who that is. Best Pop Vocal Album, Stronger, Kelly Clarkson. Know who she is. Best Dance Recording, Skrillex. Bangarang, that's that dubstep shit, man. This motherfucker, man, I'm going to tell you something. Some of that dubstep shit I can dig, and a lot of that shit, I ain't feeling it. But it is what it is. That's my saying. It is what it is now. You know, it's been around for a while, but it is what it is. Oh, wait, we got a caller. Hold on. I'm slipping. Yo, who's calling? You going to breathe on the phone. Who's calling? Najee Radio, who's calling?
Listening in. I don't know if you're talking to me.
Are you listening in? Hey, what's going on with us, man?
Yeah, I'm just listening in. Oh, if you don't know, I just tuned in just to find out what's going on. I didn't want to talk anything. I'm just listening.
Oh, I'm just talking shit, man. I'm running down the Grammy Awards, man. Some of these motherfuckers, I don't know who they are, but I'm just going down the list, man, and you know, looking at this shit, man. I'm getting to the point of this shit, but I'm going down the list. But as I was saying, so yeah, listen there, brother. What's your name, man?
This is Les Pollard. I'm a poet, but I listen in to different Blog Talk radio stations, and you know, I'm trying to enjoy whatever it is that y'all do.
Oh, well, yeah, we're a hip-hop station. This is Magic Hair Radio every Wednesday. We listen to Brock G, Brock Gunny. So, you know, I'm just politicking, man, you know. So if you enjoy the show, you are more than welcome to come back. It is what it is. So I'm going to get back to this Grammy. Enjoy the show. I'm going to go down this list, and we'll talk to you in a second, man. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Oh, yeah, appreciate it.
All right, so here we are. Okay, what was on? Okay, we know who Kelly Clarkson is. She got Best Pop Vocal. And Best Dance Recording, Bangarang, that's some dubstep shit. Don't know who, I haven't heard the song. I've heard some of Skrillex shit. Never seen that Microsoft commercial that came on, and it was about the Windows and shit, and they did the dubstep with it, and she was singing. Well, that's who Skrillex is, so I know some shit. He had the Best Dance Electrical Album, Skrillex. Best traditional pop vocal album. Paul McCartney is still kicking, man. This is what I mean by longevity. You motherfuckers don't know who Paul McCartney is. He's one of the four Beatles. If you don't know who the Beatles is, kill yourself. I know it don't pertain to some of you, but if you like music, if you are a listener of music, listen to the Beatles. I mean, I ain't talking about listen to the 50s shit. I mean, some of that shit was good, but listen to like some of the shit they did in the 70s, you know, when they were smoking. And I mean smoking. Listen to some of that shit. But yeah, Paul McCartney got something out called Kisses on the Bottom. Never heard of him, but it's good to see that brother still kicking because he's damn near in his 60s. A lot of these rappers ain't going to make it that far. I'm just being honest. Kill me. Best Rock Performance, Lonely Boys by the Black Keys. I've heard of them before, but never really listened to them. Let's go on the next page. Let's see who else won. Best Hard Rock Metal Performance, Hellstorm, never heard of them. Best Rock Song, Lonely Boy, Black Keys, never heard of them. Black Keys was racking up, shit. Best Rock Album, El Camino, the Black Keys, they was racking up. Best Alternative Music Album, Goatee, same cat I was just telling you about that song, Somebody I Used to Know, never knew. Of course, Usher won one, Best R&B Performance. There's a lot of R&B artists out there that are far better than Usher. I ain't taking shit away from him, but come on now. Climax, really? You know, Best Traditional R&B Performance, Love on Top, Beyonce. Ed Lover has some words to say about that on XM Radio, and I half agree with him and I half don't. It is a lot of Best Traditional R&B Performance. Love on Top was a pretty good put together song. I mean, it was different hearing that type of vibe from Beyonce. Like I say, if you follow music and if you are a music lover and you take your mind out of hip-hop and into some other shit, you know what I'm talking about. But I'll give her Love on Top, but I don't believe that was a Best Traditional R&B Performance. But it's the Grammys. It is what it is. Miguel, I'll give him Adorn was the shit. That is the shit to fuck to. I'm sorry if you're mad, but yeah, Adorn got the Best R&B Song. I'm going to give it to Miguel. Now, here's where I'm getting to right here. Best Urban Contemporary Album. Channel Orange, Frank Ocean. Now, I ain't taking away nothing from Frank Ocean, but what is Best Urban Contemporary Album? To me, that sounds like Best Nigga Contemporary Album. When you put urban in anything, that's code word for nigga. That's how I take it. I don't know how any of you out there take it, but that's how I take it. So Best Urban Contemporary Album. Why couldn't they just say Best Contemporary Album? Why you have to put the urban? You classifying it as it's coming from black folks. When you put urban, you think of Hispanic, you think of black folks, you know, and all the other that fall up under the urban quote-unquote category. So that's why I'm trying to understand where they came up with this category, Best Urban Contemporary Album. So if Frank Ocean didn't win, who else was going to fit up in that? You see what I'm saying? I digress. Let's see. Best R&B Album, Black Radio, Robert Glasper Experiment. Okay, I don't know who that is. Oh, here's funny. Best Rap Performance. Not taking away anything from Jay-Z and Kanye West, but Niggas in Paradise? I love the song. I'll give it to you. But it had to be that, Niggas in Paradise. I'm not getting it. But okay, it is what it is. Best Rap Song Collaboration. No Church in the Wild. Jay-Z, Kanye West, and Frank Ocean, and The Dream. I guess. There were so many other collabos that were going on that were far better than this, but okay. They voted, they won. Best Rap Song. This one I really don't agree with. I liked it, but it wasn't the best rap song. Niggas in Paradise. Again, Jay-Z and Kanye West. Kanye West wasn't even at the Grammys from what I hear. Okay, here is where the fuckery comes in. Best Rap Album, Take Care by Drake. If anybody agrees with that, please help me understand. There were so many other albums that came out that I would feel took this category as Best Rap Album. But this got it. And I like Drake. I like some of his shit. I'm not going to front. I've listened to some of his shit. The shit that hasn't exactly made it to the radio. But when you think about it, Drake is just a softer Domino. For those who don't remember Domino, look up Ghetto Jam. And then come see me. I'm telling my age again, but look that up. Anyway. Okay, none of these motherfuckers I know in country. Best Country Solo Performance, Carrie Underwood, Blown Away. Best Country Duo Rap Performance, Little Big Town. I don't know them. Platoon, but that's the name I'm assuming. Best Country Song, Blown Away. I don't know. Best Country Album, Uncaged by Zac Brown. I've heard of this cat before. Best New Age Album, Echoes of Love. Omar Akram. Never heard of him. Don't know him, but he won. Best Improvised Jazz Solo, Hot House, Gary Burton and Chick Corea. I've never heard of them. I must check out some shit. Best Jazz Vocal Album. Now, you motherfuckers better know this chick, Esperanza Spalding. Check her out. If you don't know who she is, check her out. This is a very talented young lady. Look her up, Google, broaden your horizons. I ain't telling you to look for no country shit, but check this chick out, man. This is a bad, bad little young lady right here. Check her out. Man, I'm going to stop going through this. Like I said, the Urban Contemporary shit threw me for a loop. They had a lot of shit on here, too, man. You know, another thing you guys got to get your minds on, like some of you up-and-coming artists, man, get your shit together, man, because you will not make it to the Grammys, man, if you coming in there thugged out, dude. I don't know who the fuck that was on the stage. They had a picture of it. I don't know who that was on the stage with Jay-Z, but get your shit together, man, because you're not going to get there with the current attitude and, you know, just the shit y'all on. So get your mind right and get it together. So we're going to stop talking about the Grammys. Let's see what else happened today. Oh, I forgot. I wasn't on last week. I didn't get to talk about this. If you're familiar with Lord Jamar, you know who Lord Jamar is? Lord Jamar is from the Brand Nubians, old 90s group. These motherfuckers was very bad back in their heyday. It was Lord Jamar, Sadat X, and Grand Poobah. Grand Poobah used to be in a group a long time ago called Masters of Ceremonies, MC. See how I did that? Master of Ceremony, MC. That's what some of y'all should be doing, MCing. But anyway, I digress. But anyway, Lord Jamar got up on here, and he got all up in Kanye's ass. No homo. Lord Jamar kicked off a diss at Kanye because of this whole skirt shit. Now, I'm a cultured black brother. I know what a kilt is. I know a lot of Scottish men used to wear a kilt. For those that don't know what a kilt is, it's a plaid-ass skirt that Irish or Scottish men used to wear back in the days, you know, in the early days. And, you know, if you've ever seen, I think, who's somebody? Oh, perfect example. Andre 3000 had one on in the video, I Choose You. That was a traditional Scottish outfit and everything. Well, Kanye, you know, I've seen, he put in the niggas in Paris. He had the damn black kilt on, and, you know, he was doing his thing in the video and everything. And I was like, okay, that's original. That's cool, whatever, you know. Then I see A$AP Rocky. A$AP Rocky in this, I see my man in this tank top skirt outfit. And I'm like, okay, motherfuckers is taking shit too far. Okay? I don't give a damn what you do in the privacy of your bedroom. If you want to come out and kiss, you want to do all that. I'm not a homophobe. I know some pretty cool homosexuals. I don't drink behind them, but they still my guys and shit. You know, whatever you do after I give you that pound, no pun intended, and roll out, that's on you. But this whole thing with motherfuckers, you know, like with Lil Wayne with the leggings and shit, and, you know, rock stars used to get away with that. White, early 80s rock stars used to get away with wearing blouses and shit and, you know, the hair bands and the makeup and all that shit. They can get away with that shit because why? They were them. Thug niggas can't wear that shit. You can't be thug talking about shooting up the clubs, serving dope and shit like that, wearing a fucking tank top skirt. Now, your girl can get away with that shit, but you can't. And so my man, Lord Jamar, he fed up, man. The motherfucker had it up to him, man. He fed up of the homosexuality in hip-hop, man. And he went in on Kanye and made a diss record. I wouldn't so much call it a diss. Well, yeah, I'm going to call it a diss. It pretty much was a diss. I'm sorry. I'm looking for it now so I can play it. Let me search for it. That'd probably be a better idea. But yeah, he went in, man. He wasn't having it, man. And the joint is called Lord Jamar, Lift Up Your Skirt. So we're going to go into that for a minute. I'm going to let y'all check this out, man. I'll be back, and we'll talk some more. And like I say, I'm still waiting on my buddy to get on. She having technical difficulties. But like I said, we having a good time anyway. I'm running my mouth. But I'm going to let y'all hear this Lord Jamar shit. And let you feed off of this shit and hit me up, man. 718-766-4553. Let me know what your feelings are about this shit, man. But I like I say, I get the idea of him wearing the kilt, you know, the black joint for the niggas in paradise. That shit was, you know, that was cool, whatever. But I feel some motherfuckers taking it too far. But anyway, I digress. Here we go. Lord Jamar, Lift Up the Skirt.
Wait, what the hell are you wearing? Is that a bra?
What? It's just a white beater.
Where are your pants? Why are you wearing a skirt?
Nah, Granddad. These are Gangstalicious shorts for thugs. See, they got an extra flap with a pocket, so you know, you hide what you want to hide from the police. Kind of hot, right? You want me to see if you got your size?
But you're carrying a purse.
What? Come on, Granddad. This ain't no purse. It's a Gangstalicious man bag. What's wrong?
Nothing.
I posted a picture on Instagram, and the caption said, "You see where this Kanye shit is getting us, right? Hashtag half a fact.
Fuck this bullshit.
Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Somebody mad at my hashtag. Instagram black man, look at half a fact. What? With a blazing dress. I'm just amazed at the man. Pioneer this queer shit. It's Kanye West. Skinny jeans to the rap scene. Then he wore a fucking skirt on a video screen. Then he wore it again, had a memorial. I can't pretend that this shit ain't deplorable. I bet this nigga think he looking adorable. Your music good, but your ego is horrible. Now these other niggas wanna follow suit. I tell the truth. Talk shit, you be swallowing the swallow, fucking hollows in the booth. Wishing that you showed the respect to an OG you followed as a youth. I refuse all this gay shit. Summers get to say shit. You might lay in faith in it, but I'm not to be played. No. Lift up your skirt, lift up your skirt, lift up your skirt, yeah, kid, lift up your skirt. Okay. Is this pussy or balls? I give a fuck if you ball. These fuck niggas wanna
gone. Lift up his skirt. Lift up his skirt.
What?
Lift up his skirt. He ain't kidding. Lift up his skirt.
Do it.
Is it pussy and balls? I give a fuck if you ball. These fuck niggas wanna make suckers of us all.
How do you deal with 198 roster?
Not good.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, that's not hip hop. You understand what I'm saying? That really has no place in hip hop. And the only reason why an individual would do something like that is purely out of ego, arrogance, and lack of knowledge of themselves. Well, first of all, Kanye is one of the ones that introduced the skinny jean. Yeah. Let's keep it real. He was skinny jean man. Like, he was the one that tried to steer our sensibilities down those roads. Now, here he comes with the skirt and all that.
Okay, we're back. If that sounded distorted, like I said, I had to grab that shit off of YouTube and turn it to an MP3 and whatever, man. Okay, first off, I heard the track before I put it on here. I love my brother Lord Jamar. Thankfully, he's not putting this shit on wax no damn way, because it's going to be hella sample clearances with that damn Conan sample. And it really wasn't that good. I'm just keep it real. It wasn't good at all. But anyway, I get where he's going with it, but at the same time, you know, it sounds kind of funny. You know, you talking about take off your skirt and you kind of showing your bias in regards to him, you know, being openly homo. But that diss track really kind of sucked. But I wanted you guys to hear it because it was really funny to me that he's like really going hard. I'm sure Kanye ain't going to respond to him, you know, but yeah, he was going kind of hard with that. And like I said, the beat wasn't exactly great. He need to kill whoever made that beat. And hopefully he don't have any sample issues, but it ain't like he's selling it. So it's mixtape material, but it did suck. So that Conan track he had in the background was horrible. Anyway, I got to offset that shit, how horrible it was. And, I'm going to play a couple more joints, and like I said, if you guys want to call in and discuss that, 718-766-4553, and I'll be listening, and I got to offset that, man. I got to have my man Grand Poo come in this, man. This is the remix, Grand Poo and Sadat X. I like it. That shit Lord Jamar did, I didn't like it. No, sir, I didn't like it.
Young boy.
young rappers wild out, eventually file out. They don't know how to get that show. Just cause the niggas play his record when you go, don't mean he got that money to show. Rush Union album to the highest bidder, 300,000, go ahead, use a kidder. Cause the boys right here is holding out for a half a brick. And you say New York City. The butter trap, the one that makes honeys hit the bed mat. I'm energetic, poetic, athletic, with good credit. So just move like I'm Simon and I said it. You see, my flow is just a step ahead. I'm still wicked in the bed because I'm downright nasty like newlyweds. So back up and let me breathe, because when it comes to getting down, I'm getting looser than a crackhead's hair weave. And I bet your mind, y'all leave. Well, you never find a style like this if you're searching me in your mouth. So won't you let Pooh by a nice y'all party? I hit a flow like Al Jarreau. See, I've been doing this for years. I'm leaving inches in tears. Cause they falling just like the rain. Grandpa was too much for the brain. Now gold diggers who try to get it, I left them backwards. They thought they fought it when they shit it. Cause boo about everything, and everything is boo. Cause I hit them with a one, and then with a two. Yeah, cause that's just how Grandpa and Stud Doogie do. You didn't know I was the bomb, baby. Somebody should've told you. Somebody should've told you.
Yeah. rolling no whoop tickets here. Rolling correct to get my point across clear. Sights in the city make me bitter. And I ain't taking no from no sucker. I move swift, always looking for the money to make. I need the cash flow. I got a lot at stake, and I could never go out like a crab. So shut the hell up and put the money in a big bag. Hand it over to me smooth like. I need fat dough. I got things to do tonight. I'm always on my job, ain't no time to be caught short. And those out of line pay a fine or get knocked off. It's my turn to clock the ducats. Being broke now, I can't f*** with it. I'm making moves, never thinking, cause the loot is for the taking. The loot is for the taking.
Ladies, let me see you do it like
you, look at me. Yeah, look at you. Look at me. Look at me. And look at you. And yo, check it out. You look at you. You look at me. Do it. I'm looking at you. Do it. You look at me. Do it. I'm looking at you. Do it. You look at me. Do it. I'm looking at you. Do it. Check it out. Shake it down. Feel it. Shake it down. Take it. This is for my bitches with cars of their own. And this is for my niggas with the bars and chrome. All rich niggas, leave your little cars at home. Stay there. These niggas don't play that, son. Chick is chick to get their heads done. Yeah, son. And one of these kids walk shit, I'm on some biz, my shit it like. Can you feel it? Cause nothing can save you. Cause this is a steep bitch, you stacking your paper. My click the reason you tuck your chain up. Fuck with this, you fuck with danger. Up in the range, and I got a gang of niggas that run with things and guns to bang ya. They run with things and guns to bang ya. You fuck with this, you fuck with danger. You see me do it, I do what you do it. When you see me do it, I do it. Do it, do it. Do it, do what you do it. When you see me do it, I do it. Do it, do it. Do it, do it. I do what you do. When you see me do it, I do it. Do what you do it. Do it, do what you do it. When you see me do it, do it. Do what you do it.
Wake up in the morning light. Yeah. Welcome.
Hey, niggas, you feel me though? It's the real, my nigga, really though. Niggas in the field, my nigga, here we go, go. If you ain't ready for what you in it for, go. Girl playing whirlwind, we reppin' the moat, bro. In the back, gotta keep it on the low, go. We bringin' it if you niggas, you bringin' the dope, go. Gotta go, my nigga, we gotta go, go, go. Gotta go, my nigga, we gotta go, go, go. Gotta go, 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 yeah, tell them all settle down. We bringin' the real whack, niggas not allowed. So Detroit like gon' be loud. So Detroit like 7 miles. So what up though? Yo, we tryna get it and get out. Getting much though. Then bringing it to the hood crowd. Like what up, yo? You ain't never seen shit. London boutique fit. You ain't never seen this. What you mean? I call my regime. Yeah, my team is at wherever the green's at. Yeah, I mean this. Shots rang to the chest. Ain't breathing. Breath just left the soul. I'm slowly leaving. Can't leave them out. Yeah, I'm still here. Feeling better than ever. Why they still cheer? Why I'm still here? Welcome to a new zone. New king now. Home, welcome to a new throne.
Let it breathe.
Niggas, you feel me though. It's the real, my nigga, really though. Niggas in the field, my nigga, here we go, go. If you ain't ready for it, what you in it for? World playing, whirlwind, they reppin' the moat. In the back, gotta keep it on the low. We bringin' it with you niggas, we bringin' it though. Gotta go, my nigga, we gotta go. Gotta go, nigga, we gotta go. Gotta go, nigga, we gotta go. Gotta go, my nigga, we gotta go. Gotta go, nigga, we gotta go. Gotta go, yeah, it's the action. Anger of a madness. It's what happens. Tears fall fast when you can't catch the laughter. I just rap madness. Trying to catch a break, but it ain't coming faster. No, just the laughter. Happiness smiles when you show you better than niggas. And people see how and they recognize now. Yeah, ain't nothing to fuck with. With no cosign, with no nothing. Started from the ground up and now. Up there around industry niggas that I don't like to fuck with. But I play the game. Handshakes give me dap. Yeah, what up, though? I'm feeling like fuck those lanes. But it's just business. I feel good. Good now, I'm at a point in my life I wish a nigga would now. So much support, I bring the whole hood out. Making undeniable music, nigga, that's no doubt.
Let it breathe.
Niggas, you feel me though? It's the real, my niggas, really though. It's in the film, my niggas, here we go. If you ain't ready for it, what you in it for? Earl playing whirlwind, we reppin' the moat. In the back, gotta keep it on the low. We bringin' it up, you niggas, keep bringin' it out. Gotta go, my nigga, we gotta go. 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 Gotta go.
gotta go. Black Milk, welcome. And looks like the Red Child has finally arrived. 33 minutes left in the show, but she here.
Oh, no, baby. Oh, you should have killed me.
Look, 33 minutes in the motherfucking show, and she finally shows the fuck up, man. What the fuck, man? Niggas, man. Niggas.
Oh, God. That's just like Black
I know, right? What the fuck, man?
I'm on TV time.
Apparently, motherfuckers. Man, what's up, man? What's going on? What's going on, man?
Been a lot today. Folks, neighbors is kicking in doors and stealing shit, you know.
you having domestic problems, too. Okay. I understand. I understand.
My phone was cut off for 2 days. I done paid my bill. I'm like, it's 4 hours. It went by, and I ain't got no phone call. And I'm like, what the hell? My phone ain't come back on. So I'm like, how the hell y'all take my money? And I turn my phone on. I'm outside at a payphone. It's cold as hell outside. Cussing.
Wait, they still got payphones down there in Atlanta?
I had to find one.
I'm like, shit, where did you find a payphone at? I'm like, they still got payphones down there? Where the fuck you find that at?
I felt like a crackhead on it. I was like, oh, God.
You're out there shaking and shivering. See, we have real lives, too. We ain't over here styling and profiling. Niggas over here broke. You know what I'm saying? Look, this operation is run out of my living room. Right now, this operation is run out the living room. So, appreciate it, because we have cats on this show, and, yeah, we no budget. Not low budget. No budget. But we still doing it. We still doing it, so hey, you know. Like I said, if you guys are a little bit baffled too while I'm playing a little bit more music, it's a lot of stuff y'all don't get to hear. A lot of this stuff, man, is like 2, 3, 10 years old, you know. I see I jumped all the way 2, 3, 10 years old, you see I did that. But anyway, yeah, a lot of this shit is old, so, you know, I try to play a little bit more music, and, you know, it eats up a lot of the time too when we don't have guests. We were originally supposed to have my man Bubba Sparks on here. I'm kind of curious what that brother had been up to anyway. But, go ahead.
No, I met him like when I first moved out here. I had met him. He lived way out, but I had met him with one of my friends. He a producer for the Dunja family. I mean, the engineer for the Dunja family. And he was like, I thought he was lying, but, you know. Sure.
You know what, but you got to be wary about stuff that, because there's a lot of cats that will sit over here and name drop, and
right. They
name dropping, but don't know no damn body, you know?
Right.
Hey, you are fucked up.
Yeah, he showed me. I had to open mouth like, oh, okay.
Okay, all right. We see how you operate. We see how you working. But, yeah, I have some more music on here. I might be able to get maybe one or two joints up in here. You know, as you notice, I've been playing a lot of J. Dilla stuff, some off his new album. If you guys, it's actually an EP. It's really not a whole album that I've seen. But if you get it, go out there and cop it. If you listen to some of the back shows, I played some of MC8's new music. Listen to them. Go cop his EP. It's very good, and I'm looking for the finished project because my man Primo is supposed to be producing it. One quick thing, too, before we run out of time, I want to give some support to the Pendleton family. Those familiar with the Chicago area, young lady, 15-year-old young lady, Hadia Pendleton, she was killed a couple of weeks ago on the south side out here in Chicago by some knuckleheads. You know, they killed her for no reason. And she wasn't even the person the bullet, you know, was intended for. Not that any bullet should be intended for anybody. But they caught the two guys. I hope they got the right two guys. And, you know, not just doing something, that, you know, to get the heat off of them for all the murders that have been going on here in Chicago. But I want to, you know, acknowledge the fact that this was a very young lady, 15 years old. She had a lot going for her, as did other people, you know, with the same instances of murder or, you know, things that have happened to them. you know. And it's sad because, you know, out here in Chicago, man, I see a lot of young brothers, old Chief Keith looking niggas, you know, and these young niggas, man, they not understanding, man. Your life means spit, and you're helping the situation. And it's sad, you know, because out of ignorance, y'all trying to shoot another motherfucker, and y'all shot her. That could have been my daughter. You know, my daughter, she's, what, 11. She ain't even hit her teens yet. And, you know, it's sad. You know, it's like I'm ready to move up out of Illinois, man. But then it's like, where the fuck can you go? Because anywhere you go, the ignorance is there.
Everywhere. Right, it's
everywhere. Yeah, exactly. So it ain't no point in running with it. So I would hope, man, you know, the few niggas out here, man, that's trying to get into this rap game, man, you know, I'm going to tell you something, man. When you get in that belly of the beast, and I've never been in jail. I've been arrested. I've sat, you know, in, like, you know, the part-time jail where you get to go home when you pay your bail and get the fuck
right.
out for a positive ticket or something. I ain't did no football. Right. I've been in the cooler, but I ain't been in the motherfucking big house. And I'm trying to tell you, man, that there's somewhere you don't want to go, man. And I'm going to just give it to you straight like it is, man. I hope you young cats are listening. All that shit you see these rappers doing, man, half of that shit ain't fucking real. The majority of that shit ain't real. You know, when your ass get locked up, when you can't watch your favorite television show, you can't get no ass, and you become the ass.
You can get some. I don't know if
you're
gonna want it.
You can get some, but you may become. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to meet the booty. You don't want to meet the booty warrior. I'm telling you. Y'all better watch. You know, if you got cable or something, y'all better hit the that channel Locked Up and watch that shit, man. The prison ain't no joke, man. When you get your liberties and your freedom taken away, man, because y'all motherfuckers don't want to act like, man, y'all want to go out here and shoot up cats, man, and, you know, niggas don't want to fight no more, man. Y'all need to get y'all mind right, man. It's real out here, man, and they locking us up. They don't care. They locking us up. One less nigga on the street is one better day for them. And by them, you know who I'm talking about. Get y'all shit together, man. Stop playing, man. You know, that chick did not have to die the way she did, man. You know, that could have been my kid. Just sitting out there chilling, and y'all decided over here and shot her ass up, man. A bullet for what? So you got jumped. Okay, get your shit together, get your guys together, and use them fists. Put that damn gun down, nigga. It's easy to pull the trigger, but it's harder to throw them things, man. You know, y'all silly. Y'all straight silly. I want to express my feelings, man, for Hadia, man, because she was a very beautiful young lady, man. She did not deserve that. She had a bright future. She did not deserve that. And it, you know, I look at her, and every time I look at her, man, I think about my little girl, man. And I'm going to tell you straight out the gate, you kill mine, I'm going to jail. I'm telling you straight out, I'm going to hunt your ass down like the Terminator. I will not stop. I will find your ass. I will squirt. I will scrounge the street. I will choke your ass out with my bare hands. I will straight go Christopher Donner on your ass, man. So, y'all motherfuckers better get it together, man, because there's a lot of dads out there that think just like I did, like I do. I can't even talk, man. It's emotional. Couple other things I want to touch on today. You still there, Red?
Yep.
What the fuck is Lil' Kim done to her face? The chicken, she done went back for more plastic surgery. You can't fix it. It's done. She's looking more and more like Michael. She looks like a juiced up ass chipmunk. I kid you not. There is nothing more you can do to your face. I like money, power, sex, Little Kim. I like Little Kim that was hunched over with a coochie lips and a little leopard skin on the album. There's nothing wrong with that Little Kim. I don't. If Big was alive today, I promise you, he'd slap the shit out of her, man. Seriously. Because she's totally fucked her. She's fucked her face up. For real.
I wonder how she thinks she looks. You know, you think she thinks she...
I don't know how she thinks she looks, man. I'm looking at the picture on hiphopsite.com, allhiphop.com, and I'm just looking at her, and I'm looking at the album cover, you know, and then I'm looking back at her face, and I was like, she was fine the way she was. Why do you, and real talk, where are you getting money for this surgery? You're not putting no hours out. Where are you getting money to do this type of work to your face, this hack job, man? She's looking wow. like, she's really looking like, I'm sorry, Michael Jackson, shit. It's a really piss poor job like Michael Jackson shit, and I don't understand why she did that stuff. Shit does so. I don't understand. But man, go to allhiphop.com and y'all can see the latest version, Little Kim 3.0, and see how bad she's fucked herself. I mean, her nose looks horrible, and the doctor that did this shit should have his license just ripped from him. Man, he's really fucked her up, and she allowed this for whatever reason. I'm sure the pussy looks the same, but, you know. Oh, shit. Who knows, man. Did you guys catch EPMD on Unsung yet? You know, check that out.
I didn't. I seen it was on there. Well,
yeah, check that out. It was pretty good. It was pretty good. It was pretty good. So... yeah, I need to check that out, man. That's hip-hop history, man. There's talk of Mobb Deep getting back together, so we'll see what happens with that. I mean, it is what it is, but we'll see. I don't know. what else is going on? Did you see the damn pictures of Beyonce, man, on the Super Bowl? I missed that shit, too. Like I said, I took 2 weeks off, and they really fucking with Beyonce. These some really unflattering ass pictures she got up here, man. She looks really crazy. Whoever the cameraman needs to get shot, because he caught the, well, you know what, he don't need to get shot. He caught her ass. He just caught some shit. He caught some shit. That's all I can say. That's all I can say, because she's looking really bad on some of these pictures, and she had her publicist send websites to, you know, send letters to the websites to take the shit down. But I'm like, shit, the damage is done. You know, you looking really rough in this damn picture. So, it is, we know how you really would be. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with that. We know how you really look, so it is what it is. Who else is in the news? Like I said, if you happen to be in the Chicago area this Friday, Prodigy will be at the Shrine. I may go check that show out. I don't know. Sunday the 28th, Capadonna will be out here in Chicago, and some of his Wu affiliates will be there, so come check that out. Let's see, what else did I miss talking about? Ice-T and his old lady still have issues. I don't know what Ice-T thought with that. I mean, she all right for a white chick and everything. She got a little booty on and everything, but, I mean, let's be realistic, man. If you lay with dogs, you're going to get fleeced. That's all I'm saying. You know, what did you expect? I mean, shit, you would want to be pimped, see your hoe. What did you think was going to happen? You know, she's in Vegas. She does what she want to do. She wears what she want to wear. What did you think was going to happen? Somebody was going to dip up in her. So what did you think was going to happen? You know, and then they got the video. I'm looking forward to seeing that because I want to see. I want to see. You know, I ain't no shame in my game. I want to see. Not him. Her. I want to see her. I'm making this PSA. I want to see her. I don't want to see dude. I want to see her. And I want to see how bad the damage is. What's the damage control that you're going to do for this video when it comes out? Because it's coming out. It's on its way. It's coming out. So, anyway.
Dude's horse.
What'd you say now?
And then she went willingly. It wasn't like, you know, he had to make her. So.
Yeah, I mean, the pictures say it all, man. You know, the little pictures that were posted, you know, my man had a handful of her ass, man. That, you know, if you married, that's like if I'm married to you and you out kicking, no, I'm out kicking it, and, you know, some chick, I'm taking a picture, and she got a handful of my, you know, my shit in her hand. You know, she just grabbing the meat. And I'm sitting there like, yeah, I'm taking a picture. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be mad, too.
You smiling.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You're going to be mad, too. I'm like, man, this is Ice-T. You a pimp, dude. You know, you know, it's some pimp shit. She chose dude, you know. And now he getting ready to put the damn video out, you know. I said, I missed a lot of stuff last 2 weeks. You know, there was rumors that Muhammad Ali was going to die. No, he's not. I mean, he's in bad shape, but he ain't ready to kick out yet. I mean, he took some hits, man, you know, in his boxing career, but he ain't going nowhere right quick. Joe Buttons. Joe Buttons and my man, you know, he's on Love and Hip Hop, and he's on there with Consequence. And, you know, Consequence, If you guys are familiar with Consequence, Consequence had a run with a Tribe Called Quest at one time. They were, like, getting him together to come out, but it never really went anywhere. I mean, he's not a bad MC, but like I said, it never really went anywhere. But anyway, you know, they was on Love and Hip Hop talking shit about Joe Budden. And Joe Budden's confronted him on Shade 45 or something like that. You know, he confronted him. Now, I can respect the man for confronting him and speaking his mind, but real talk, Joey kind of lost his street cred after one of Raekwon's flunkies slapped the shit out of him, and he ain't do shit. You know, don't get me wrong, I get it. I understand there was a lot of them motherfuckers there, but the man in me, the ignorant man in me, I'm not going to let you slap the shit out of me and just walk away. And then I get back on and I put a video with an ice pack on my eye and I'm sitting over there talking, you know, hey, slap me. And, you know, you sitting over there giving a rundown on what the hell happened. So, I'm choking somebody out. I'm going to get my hands around Ray's neck and I'm going to try to choke. They're going to throw them beads on me and shit, but I'm going to choke the shit out of Ray. I'm going to hurt somebody. That's all I'm saying. You ain't going to steal on me and have me an hour later making a video and shit, you know, talking about it, and I ain't do shit. I ain't going out like that. That's just the ignorant in me. I can't do it, you know. I can't do it. I mean, I just can't. There's no words I can express this. I can't do it. I'm choking the shit out of somebody. Somebody going to catch a knuckle, something, a chip tooth, something. You know what I'm saying? It ain't happening, man. You know, they may stomp the shit out of me, but I'm going to go out like a real soldier. You know what I'm saying? If you don't stomp the shit out of me, okay.
And at least one of them going to pay.
Right. Somebody going to pay. You know,
That's funny that you say that. So I remember my mom told me when I was growing up, she was like, if you ever in a fight and it's more than one and you know you're outnumbered, she was like, you just make sure you grab that one and beat the hell out of that one. For all the rest of them.
I'm saying, I mean, I can't go, you know, like I said, I saw the video, you know, because everything, you know, camera phones are the worst fucking thing people ever made, man. Because everything,
yep.
Instead of helping the motherfucker, you filming the shit, hollering world star. You know what I'm saying? So somebody, you know, had a camera, they were filming the shit when the shit went down, and it, you know, they knocked the shit out of his ass, man. They busted him in his eye. You know, and Raekwon was steady talking shit to him after the shit happened. It was like, Raekwon was like, and as I was saying, while you holding your eye, you know, and he sat there, he listened to what the fuck Raekwon had to say. But I just find it odd that, you know, my man approached Consequence, and he was cool. He really didn't come at Consequence like, I'm going to whoop your ass. He came to Consequence, he asked some questions, and Consequence answers, you know, he was sitting back biting and shit. You know, that motherfucker was backing up like, hey, you know, he was pleading, copping his plea. But I respect him on that. But at the same time, dude, it's like I can't really take you serious because of what happened. And a lot of motherfuckers disagree with me. Like I say, the ignorant motherfucker in me, you hit me, I'm not going to sit there and just let that slide. I'm going to grab the nearest motherfucker and try to break something. And if y'all stomp the shit out of me, y'all just stomp the shit out of me. But that one motherfucker that I grabbed, he won't be like, man, I might not jump into another fray like this no more, man, because this nigga really bit my motherfucking throat and my esophagus out. You know what I'm saying? You know, the rest of them might get me, but one motherfucker's going down. You just ain't going to eye-jammy me and live to talk about it. And I'm not going to get up and do a video like, yeah, that motherfucker really whooped my ass. Damn. What the fuck? You know? It ain't happening. But yeah, that happened last week. Yeah, Joe Budden's did his thing. The newest thing that's going on, I can't have a show where I don't talk about Lil Wayne, ignorant ass. You know, I really wish this cat, you know, and motherfuckers kill me when it comes to Lil Wayne. You know, they get mad at me because I'm talking about him, but he does some of the ignorant ass shit ever. He pretty much made a reference about Emmett Till.
What?
In this song, he made a reference about Emmett Till on this song called Karate Chop. Let me see if I can find the lyric. He basically, it was like he be beating up pussy like Emmett Till. And if you know anything about what happened with Emmett Till, Emmett Till was beat pretty bad. And he got this song out where he had a verse in there where beat the pussy up like Emmett Till. And that's what he said. Now, it's a punchline, and I mean, what do you expect? This Lil Wayne is ignorant. He really doesn't have that much skill, but at the same time, the line was a little bit out there. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to hang on it because I've heard worse shit from Eminem. I mean, it's Lil Wayne. What do you expect? I mean, shock value. You know what I'm saying? He, you know, it is what it is. You know, his time is coming. You know, he'll be done, and then they'll have somebody else to fill his shoes. He's supposed to be retiring anyway, according to him. Last thing in the news. DMX.
Okay.
Yeah, he was arrested in South Carolina this morning. He left the local gas station, and an officer followed him a short distance only to pull him over and arrest him. He was booked in Spartanburg County Jail around 2 a.m. Why the fuck do they keep, why does he keep driving? Why? Deputies say he had been issued tickets in Greer, Duncan, accused of driving without a license and only had a state ID card on him. After pulling him over, deputy claimed the car was turned over to a different licensed passenger in the car. He's released from prison for serving a 7-month bid for violating probation. But see, this is what I mean when keeping it real goes wrong. I get it, man. You want to do your own shit, but your license is expired, man. Get you somebody who can drive you where you need to go, because everybody knows you, dude, and you steadily getting caught, man. I mean, it's like, oh, shit, that's DMX. Fuck that. I'm pulling the move. I'm about to make a name for myself. And that's what's happening, man. They steadily pulling your ass over, and you letting them. You got to slow it down, huh? You know, he need to get a chauffeur, pay somebody, man. Shit, motherfucking DMX, if you listening, man, you pay me, nigga. I will drive you where you need to go, man, because you fucking up, man. That last album you put out, man, it was good on certain tracks, but it went out with a whisper, man. You know, and you sitting over here going hard on Drake, man. Nigga, stay your ass out of jail for stupid shit, man. You did?
Yeah.
You know, it's unbelievable. You missed my Christian rap earlier, Red, man. I had this shit playing earlier, man, the Christian rap. I'm going to play it one more time, and then we're going to probably slide up out of it. Let me see if I can find it, man. But, matter of fact, you know what? I ain't going to play it no more because I got more shit I want to play tonight before we get up out of here. But, yeah, it's Jesus Is My Nigga. Have you heard it?
No.
That is the name of the song, Jesus Is My Nigga. It's fake. But when it first came to my attention, it was brought out that, oh, yeah, you know, this Christian group made this. You know what? I'm going to play it. It's only 2 minutes. I'm going to play it. I'm going to let y'all hear this shit, man. It's unbelievable. But yeah, here we go. We're going to go into this. Jesus Is My Nigga. And when you hear it, you're going to be like, what the fuck? Because that's how I was. A lot of my Bible thumper friends didn't like it.
Well, I wrote this song for the Christian youth. I want to teach kids the Christian truth. If you want to reach those kids on the street, then you got to do a rap to a hip-hop beat. So I gave my sermon an urban kick. My rhymes are fly, my beats are sick. My crew is big and it keeps getting bigger. That's cause Jesus Christ is my nigga. Woo! He's a life changer, miracle arranger. Born to the virgin mom in a manger. Water to wine, he's a drink exchanger. And he died for your sins. I preach the word, that's my gig, and I rhyme better than Notorious Big. All the other MCs, I wish them well, but if you live in sin, you burn in hell. Now I'ma pass the mic to my lovely wife. She's a fly MC and the light of my life. So to bust a rhyme without further ado, take it away, Mary Sue.
Jesus Christ is my nigga. He's the son of the original G, and he was sent to Earth to elucidate the way that we should be.
What?
Like if another MC says, you're a freak, you're a lame butt rapper and your rhymes are weak. I don't get mad and I don't critique, I forgive him and turn the other cheek. I don't blaspheme and I don't brag, I don't cuss. And my pants don't sag. I do exude a little Christian swag, and I'm proud to be an American.
Jesus Christ is a nigga. Let his light shine through ya. Let his love pop a cap in your butt and say hallelujah. Jesus Christ is a nigga. He's a homie MCJC, you see. He's an honest, caring, peace-loving nigga like me. If you do drugs and you think you're cool, you need to come to Sunday school. Put those drugs in a garbage can. Stand up tall, you're a Christian man. Word up. I'm freestyling.
Hit me.
Yeah.
That was real?
Yeah, that was real. They're, look it up on YouTube. Jesus is my nigga.
They're like 40 and 60, huh?
Yeah.
60.
They got a video for this shit, man. And people was pissed off, man, because, of course, the obvious use of nigga.
Yeah.
And the way he said it, nigga. Nigga.
But if they said he is one.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, wow. And I heard, I'm doing the XM radio thing. I heard this on the All Out show today. And Lloyd Sear and I forget the other cast name. But I heard it actually before the show, but I heard it on the show today. And I was just like, wow. And when I first saw the article about it, I was like, is this really how they're trying to reach the youth? And then after I did a little further research, I found out it was a hoax anyway. But it's just, you know somebody ghostwritten the shit for them, you know what I'm saying? And then when I saw the video, I was like, okay, this is some bullshit. This is some fake shit. They really don't believe this shit they saying. You know, but it just tripped me out, man. I didn't know whether to be mad or just to laugh at the shit because it was that silly. And after I sat down and I really thought about it, I was just like, it's that fucking silly. Somebody ghostwrit this shit for them. And these two white motherfuckers got up here and did this shit and performed it. And I'm like, why the fuck am I mad? So, man. It's wild shit, man. That's all I can say. The internet has some wild shit. So if you are not prepared for the internet, if your ass is elderly and you get on the internet and you see this shit, you be like, well, that's for me. I understand, but yeah, it is what it is. So anyway, Not at Red Child has made it here. And we've got 4 minutes left in the show. Welcome back, motherfucker.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're gonna probably slide up out of here. I had more music tonight, but I gotta say, I ran my mouth a little bit too much. We talked about some topics. Again, if you're out here in Chicago, Illinois, this Friday we got Prodigy at the Shrine, the 28th. Oh, shit, Rock Marciano will be out here. I believe either sometime this month or in March, if I'm not mistaken. But in any case, if you want to check out the show, if you want to check out some of the pictures, you can either hit me up on Facebook at Brock Gunny Sampson or put in my email, logical, L-O-G-I-K-A-L-1, at hotmail.com, and you can find Brock Gunny Sampson through that. Or you can check out the website where I posted some of the pictures. Like I said, we saw Ghostface last Saturday. I kicked it with them. Red, you need to get your ass out here, man. I need a helper. Help me take some pictures and video, man. We your ass back to Chicago and stop playing. Because I'm getting into these shows. Like I say, I'm handling it. I'm going to try to see if I can get Fat Lip and Trey on here. We had Booty Brown and Imani from the Far Side on here last year, a couple of months ago. So I'm going to see if we can get Fat Lip and Trey on here so we can hear their side of the story as to why the group broke up, and see if we can try to politic some type of way to get them back together, because I would really like to see a legitimate Far Side show. Not taking any away from the tour that they're on now, because they do have, like, one of the guys from the Rascals in there, the old school hip-hop group Rascals, parlaying at some of the spots and singing some of the, doing some of the lyrics and everything. But, yeah, I'm going to try to get them on. I'm still trying to get Bubba Sparks on. We're going to try to get Craig G, MC Shan. We're going to get Dot X back on here. I'm going to see if I can get R.A. the Rugged Man on here. Yeah, a lot of people we trying to get on here, man. I don't know who Duke has coming on tomorrow, but I'm sure it's going to be a good show. We also going to try to showcase, excuse me, some of Red's music next Wednesday. You know, Red is an MC. She's been doing it for a long time, so we're going to try to showcase some of her music and let y'all hear it. If anybody has any music, they want played or they want to showcase, get up with my man D on his website on Blog Talk Radio. You can see it on the website. And, just check it out and see what's going on. And if you guys are PS3 players, look me up, nod_your_head. That's my tag. Look me up. I'll get in your ass on some Call of Duty. And, that's pretty much it. Like I say, hopefully my co-host will be here on time. Next week.
I'll be on time.
Yeah.
On time.
We can keep. And I'm going to let y'all go, man. And I enjoyed this show. We didn't have nobody on here. You just heard my ass all this whole time. But like I say, it is what it is. We do what we do.
Sometimes.
So, all right, we out of here. I'm going to leave y'all with this Knox joint, and we'll catch y'all next Wednesday. Deuces.
Shit ain't never been the same. I got a question for you, Lord. If I was erased from this canvas called Earth with my mama and my kids, picture the same shit. Answer me, Lord. I'm talking to you. I'm a grown ass man. Come on, give it to me. I love my family, Lord. Ask me prayer. He'll tell you. I'm a family man, and with honor I stand. Right here, Lord. Tell my dad if you ever need me, I'll be right here waiting on you. Waiting on this call to come pick them up from the airport or the bus station or something. It ain't happening, is it, Lord? Now all the pressure falling on this youngest boy, but I'm a man, I'm a word, Lord. Ask my daddy. He told me to take care of my mama, and I do that gladly.
my daddy. Tell him his baby boy's in need of his assistant. Badly. Before the funeral, I told my mama I need her here to stop smoking them cigarettes. She's still smoking them cigarettes. Yeah, I know, love. It's hard to quit, but damn, what the hell am I supposed to do if my mama leaves too? So I request your full guidance and enlightenment through the darkest days approaching. I'm in need of some serious potion. Now my mama ain't got to know that me and you had spoken, but tell my daddy to keep one eye open, keep a scope on her. Maybe she need a sign. Papa Bear, throw one down. You know she miss you, man. I know at times you see her crying. Mama, wipe your eyes. You know that man still here with us. What we worried for? He watching over all of us. Up there floating with them angels, I'm still watching over these boys and this baby girl, and you, my Lord, know we'll meet again.